Another two-day Red Cross Bloodmobile event is coming up here pretty soon. Good to have Kathy Carman back in our studio once again. Kathy, man, it's been a cold son of a gun. It's been a week with no Bloodmobiles. I think you didn't have anything scheduled, did you?
I did. I had to cancel three, Rich. We were at Oxford on Tuesday, and then yesterday there was Ray, and what was the other one? Oh, Garden County had to cancel too. So we really right now are in a high need for donors to step up and come out. With the weather, we've already lost from the first of the year over 20,000 units because of the start of ice in January all the way through to now. And it's not looking really good this week, but hopefully we can get some in today and tomorrow and do that. But ours is next week, next Tuesday and Wednesday. And we're going to start Tuesday at 12:30 and go to 6:30. And on Wednesday, we are going to go from 11 to 5. And you can reach me at my cell. It's 340-5424. And when you do that, leave me a message or let me know what time is good for you, and I'll try and get you in, and I'll get you as close as I can. I do have quite a few openings on both days, and if there's a way that you guys could step up and come out, the callers will be getting their packets this afternoon, so I'll check the list before it goes, so you don't have to get that call if you jump online and sign up. But we really, I'm kind of begging in the point that we are so low that the blood supply isn't going to be stable going into March. And so we really do need that support.
Yeah, these Bloodmobiles going back to canceling, they're tough to reschedule, almost impossible to reschedule, aren't they?
They are, because in my area, we go about every 56 days. So there may be a 3 or 4 day wiggle room, but we already have drives set next week and the following week. And so it is really hard. We just have to kind of reroute donors to drives that we can get them to without it being over. And I wanted to quick share as far as rerouting. Friday, tomorrow, Anytime Fitness is going. And then we go Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And then the high school goes on the 10th of March. So those are kind of the close-in ones. And I know Anytime Fitness has a few openings there, and then, of course, we have ours. If you gave at my last drive in December, Anytime Fitness is going to be too early. But if you missed it and you want to catch that one, that's a great place to hit it too. It's a little smaller drive, so it makes it easy to do as well.
And, of course, all the other area communities, a lot of those high school kids are still putting those on for – that helps with some scholarship money too, doesn't it?
It really does. The scholarship money, and this will be close to their second or about last drive that they'll be doing. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a couple more months here before graduation. We end our scholarship year at the end of June. And so we do some even past graduation, but we try to get in as many as we can to have them have the highest award they can receive.
All right. Anything special for this two-day event now?
There is, Rich. If you come out here up until February 28th, there is a $15 e-gift card to a merchant of your choice. And so that's kind of cool, because Red Cross is just saying thank you for coming out and giving at this point in time. Plus, February is American Heart Month. And so it just brings the focus into the cardiovascular health and just what Red Cross can do to help you, because we do blood pressure checks and pulses. So that kind of helps. It's kind of like a little mini physical. Plus, we do the iron in the blood and the temperature. And it's now kind of a neat new system. You don't have to get poked with your finger. Mm-hmm. So donors are super happy about that. And it does make for an easier physical check on that. The other thing I wanted to bring up too, Rich, is we still need all blood types, in particular O's. But then the Red Cross, as of the first of this year, there is our blood donor award, and you can – rewards. And you can actually, for each donation you give, you actually earn 100 points. And you can spend it how you want. I know there's a couple of things out there. I am at 500. So there's a couple things out there you can get. You can turn it into a gift card too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool that they're rewarding you for helping us save more lives.
So that's pretty special. That'll be coming up once again next Tuesday and Wednesday too, won't it?
Yes. Yes, it will. It'll be next Tuesday and Wednesday. And if you are one that kind of needs to work on your iron, definitely start taking your multivitamins. Is that what you do? Or eat your foods that are higher in iron. Kind of stay away from the caffeine during that time. But you can still have it. Just don't have it when you're eating those the foods that you really want to beef up your iron count with.
And if you're if you got the crud and the crud's still going around with everybody, kids and school, stuff like that, you know, make sure you're healthy before you come in, correct?
Yes, yes. You have to be able to answer that first question. Are you feeling well today? And if you have to say, oh, I've got drainage, I've got sniffles, you got to stay home for your benefit more than anything on that. We need healthy donors to come in. So if you are healthy and you haven't given in a while, please come out. We need more numbers this next week because we've lost a lot this week. And in doing that, it's just know that you're helping saving more lives.
Any questions, more information, get a hold of you, can't they?
Yes, they can. It's 340-5424. Plus, remember, you can do your rapid pass before you come in. That'll help you by 10, 15 minutes. Plus, this new physical finding check is saving about 5 more minutes in that process because a lot of it's happening at once with the new machine.
Got your crew all ready to go? Need some help for this one?
I could use some help. If you want to give me a shout, let me know. Hey, I'd like to volunteer. It's right. Going to be nicer, so it'll be great to get out next week. I am so glad it came this week and not next. But it's a bummer that we lose any of the drives that we're trying to have.
I haven't got my March list of Blendmobiles. Get that here, I'm sure, shortly. But I'm sure the month of March is still going to – you're going to have a few around, aren't you?
Yes, we will. And like I say, I know the closest one in right now is March 10th for the high school. But we have a bunch, you know, kind of in the area out west here. So definitely you can go online and look it up too, to put in a zip code if where you're going to be, and you can do that. I'm going to run up to Curtis, to Medicine Valley today and present to their sophomores. So that's on my agenda to be able to increase their numbers up there too.
Man, every 2 months, Bloodmobile, the two-day event, when you and I talk, goes pretty fast, doesn't it?
It really does. It's like, oh, did I talk to him about that or not? It's like, did I last time? Did I not? But yeah, just know that you need to be healthy. And if you're feeling great, please, please come out. Bring a friend too. That $15 gift card is kind of cool.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it.